Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root is with you. Welcome back to the new year. New year 2023. My first thought is to say it couldn't be any worse than 2022. It's got to be better. It's got to be all uphill from here, right? And then my second thought is, wrong. It's going to get worse. I really do believe this is going to be a horrible year. But it could be the year we've woken up and a lot of good things happen too. The American public has woken up. They can't hide the vaccine deaths anymore. People are waking up. People are waking up. That's the big stories. A couple of big stories out there. I'll get to the vaccine story. I'll get to Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin in just a second. I want to mention Kevin McCarthy first. You know that I hate the three big losers. McConnell, McCarthy, and Rona McDaniel, otherwise known as Rona Romney McDaniel, Mitt Romney's niece. No wonder she's a backstabbing traitor to the GOP. Mitt Romney's niece. These people are all so horrible. Kevin McCarthy is the best of the three. He is definitely the best of the three. That's not saying much, but he's the best of the three, and he's the only one Trump supports. Trump did not support McConnell. Trump hates McConnell. Trump wants to see Mitch McConnell gone. He thinks McConnell's owned by China, as I do. And then you've got Rona McDaniel. He refused to endorse anyone in that race. I think he should have endorsed anyone who's running against Rona. Romney McDaniel, but he refuses to endorse at all. So the one he endorsed was Kevin McCarthy, and if you were watching my show at Real America's Voice last Saturday or two Saturdays ago, we ran the same show on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve with President Trump as my guest, my 11th interview with President Trump, then you must know that he was endorsing McCarthy, and I was pushing him hard, saying McCarthy's a terrible person and a Deborah, we've got literally audio evidence that McCarthy stabbed you in the back. And he said, you know what? I know it. I get it. I know all of it. You're not telling me anything I don't know. But they're all bad in Washington. He's the basically, Trump said he's the best of the worst. You know, you're not going to hope for anything better than him. That's what Trump said. And that's his rationale for supporting him. But I don't go along with it. I disagree with Trump on that issue as well as the vaccines. And I don't think you ever go for the best of the worst. I think you go for the best of the best. And you never settle. And I'm surprised that Trump would settle. Well, Kevin McCarthy today lost in the first round for Speaker of the House. He lost in the second round for Speaker of the House. He lost in the third round for Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan keeps picking up votes. And the race for House Speaker is adjourned until noon tomorrow. Wayne Root is right once again. McCarthy should not get it. There are many who agree with me, and McCarthy seems to be going under. And Wayne Root's right again. Trump should have run for House Speaker. He would have been the perfect guy. Trump should have run against McCarthy. And, you know, listen, I'm just hoping tomorrow something good happens, like Jim Jordan is the new Speaker of the House. That's what I'd like to hear. I hope they don't, you know, cave tomorrow. Hope this adjournment doesn't mean tomorrow they come back and they cave. So Kevin McCarthy is the big news story. It's shocking to the establishment. It's shocking to the GOP and the Democrat establishment. It's shocking to the media. It's shocking to the deep state, the D.C. swamp. But Kevin McCarthy has lost in three straight rounds. He is not the House Speaker as of now. Rona Romney McDaniel freaks out as McCarthy gets voted down, calls for unity, and then slams the Arizona Trump supporter candidate. See what I mean? Trump should go against
Rona McDaniel. She's bad news. The niece of that loser, Mitt Romney, who's one of the biggest backstabbing traitors in the history of the GOP, along with Mitch McConnell and a few other terrible senators. It's just as bad as it gets. Mitt Romney, as bad as it gets. Mitch McConnell, and I believe as bad as it gets, Rona Romney McDaniel, who is responsible for our losses. Screw you. You're done. McCarthy, I hope you're done. These are bad people, and they're getting exactly what they deserve. All right, now we get to the Buffalo Bills and DeMar Hamlin. Now, listen, if you watched my Twitter feed yesterday, I was actually in your face, and probably the most in your face of anyone in America, talking about the fact that this could be related to the vaccine, but I was also careful and subtle for a couple of reasons. Number one, we don't know that it's related to the vaccine. We all think it's related in some way, that the vaccine was at least a contributing factor to this safety, making a very mild hit by NFL standards, nothing special, and he literally dropped dead on the field. He had cardiac arrest. He wasn't breathing. His heart wasn't beating. They had to administer CPR for 9 minutes on the field. They ripped his clothes away. The whole country was in shock. The viewers were in shock. The announcers were in shock. The players were crying hysterically. They couldn't believe what they were watching. Their teammate was dead, physically dead, but again, brought back to life by the incredible heroic efforts of the medical personnel. And when something like that happens, you got to be very careful and tread carefully, and I did tread carefully. But that doesn't mean you're not allowed to ask questions. You don't have to make accusations, and you don't have to say it's official. You know, you can't say that it was because of the vaccine, but you can say that something's going on here. That I've watched football for 55 years. I watched a procession of NFL former players and coaches today on ESPN and on NFL Network, all of them saying the same thing. I've been involved with football for 50 years, 55 years, 60 years, 40 years. It ran the gamut, but all of them about a half century. And I've never seen a player just drop dead on the field. I've never seen CPR on the field. None of them have ever seen something like this. And that was my first comment. I've seen thousands of hits, thousands of great hard-hitting tackles, and I've never seen something like this. People break their legs, they bust their knees, they bust their ankles, they bust their shoulders, they bust their arms, they get a concussion, they bust their head, their brain. But I've never seen anyone's heart stop and need CPR in a football field. And it wasn't a hard hit. It wasn't anything spectacular. It was strange. And so I'm not saying that he died or that he's very ill. He's not dead yet, of course. But he died for a time. He was literally dead on that field with no life. And I'm not saying that his grievous injury, he's lying now in a Cincinnati hospital in critical condition in a induced coma, is the latest I've gotten. And we don't know whether he could ever recover or he's literally going to die, or he's literally going to be a vegetable, or he will recover, but he'll never play football again and never regain the same life he had. We don't know yet. Maybe he'll make a full miraculous recovery. I doubt it, but you never know. You never know miracles of modern science. But I know this. I know that everybody is whispering questions about whether the vaccine had something to do with it. I know that that's what many, many millions of people were thinking last night and are thinking now, and I'm always bold enough to say what other people are thinking and what other people are whispering. Here were my comments last night as it happened. I want to read you my tweets as it happened. Uh-oh. Tragedy unfolds right in front of our eyes. Pray for NFL kid who collapsed live on national TV on Monday Night Football. You know what I suspect. No one knows. Frightening. Prayers. Game suspended. Players crying. And then I attached it to a story, a breaking news story. Rasmussen poll shows that 1 in 4 Americans believes they know someone who died from the COVID vaccine. So that was a subtle hint of what I really think. And then I said, poor young man in NFL games, DeMar Hamlin. Normal, everyday hit, looks like nothing. Collapses, obviously heart stop, 9 minutes of CPR. Game is over, players distraught, shocking. Never seen this in my lifetime. And then I wrote, no matter what the claim is for the horrible injury to this poor young man, everything must be investigated. Our world is plagued by terrible heart attack epidemic. People collapsing left and right, whether tackle spurred it or not. We owe it to the players to honestly investigate. Then I made a comment about the game. The game is officially canceled, which I thought would happen. That's the right decision, right thing to do. A young man's life is worth more than a game. He obviously had his heart stopped, terrible, on live TV. Players have every right to be distraught. But then I said, football's a rough, dangerous game. In my lifetime, I've never seen a life or death injury. Player collapsing and needing CPR is shocking and unusual. Once in a lifetime unusual. Let's pray doctors can bring him back. But is this just football related? Question mark. Normal. Question mark. Fair question. And then what's so sickening is another tweet a few minutes later. What's so sickening about NFL player collapsing with what appears to be cardiac arrest is that I now have hundreds of texts and emails telling me they have friend or relative who died suddenly of a heart attack recently. Something terrible is happening, and that's all going on outside of football. Pray. And so all I could tell you is everyone's got questions. Obviously, they're going to say if he dies or if he's crippled for life, they'll say the cardiac arrest was brought on by a strange hit at the wrong place at the wrong time, a helmet hitting his chest. I get that. But what they're not mentioning is all the people dying who aren't playing football, who are also dying or very sick with heart disease or enlarged hearts or hearts beating or inflamed hearts, hearts beating too fast. A lot of bad stuff's going on out there, and it's all vaccine-related and heart-related. And then here's a great tweet that I put out, and I think it's very, very, very on the money. So many soccer players around the world have collapsed and died of cardiac arrest after being forced to get the COVID vaccine. It makes you think about the NFL, right? Who is so delusional and ignorant the thought did not go through their mind tonight? And then an article about a former NFL player who called for any player to not, who wasn't vaccinated, to be imprisoned. That former NFL player died suddenly of heart failure yesterday.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to GoldgateCapital.com.
Raw.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The roof's on fire. Welcome back to the show. You know, I would be remiss. I opened the show without mentioning. Can you imagine? This is how fast my life works. I got the honor of a lifetime on New Year's Day, and I already forgot about it. Wayne Allyn Root makes the list of the best-dressed men in the world. How do you like that? This has been one hell of a year. In the last year, I was inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I was named Sir Wayne Allyn Root. I was actually knighted. And now I make the list of the best-dressed men in the world. It's the 14th annual Swank best-dressed list. It used to be kept by Mr. Blackwell, and then when he died, it was passed on to the infamous Roger Stone, yes, a Republican activist, but known as a dapper dresser, and he took over the best-dressed list. And other notables on the list this year were Melania Trump, the former First Lady of the United States, President Joe Biden, who I'll never understand. I didn't think of him as a great dresser, but Roger Stone says he's got one of the great tie collections, and the way he ties his ties, the look of them is beautiful. The new Prime Minister of Italy, Giorgia Meloni, and Wayne Allyn Root. How's that for a list? And the list compared my style to President Trump's Brioni suit style of dressing, because I do have an entire wardrobe of Brioni suits. So he compared me to the same kind of suits and the same kind of New York style as President Trump combined with Vegas flair. And so I am now on the world's best dressed list, the 14th annual international best dressed list for the next year. Pretty cool. And it may seem like a minor thing when the world's being destroyed by communism, socialism, globalism, fascism, and America's being destroyed and the world is going under. And you go, all right, Wayne, so you made the best dress list. But I've been aiming for that my entire life. Literally for 40 years now, I've been a clothes hound, and I've always believed clothes make the man, and I do believe men should be dressed like gentlemen, and I do have one of the great suit and tie collections in the world,
And so I'm very proud that I finally collected on all that. I finally landed a spot on the best dress list. And it's not a political best dress list. It's anyone and everyone in the world. There are actresses on the list. There are actors on the list. And I'm just very, very tickled pink to have made that list. The sponsor, by the way, this segment of the show, I'm also tickled pink to be living in Nevada. Every time I'm on a list, they talk about me being from Las Vegas. I'm in the Nevada Hall of Fame, right? I'm knighted because the ceremony is usually out of the United States, in Finland or in Spain. And this last year, they did their knighting ceremony in Las Vegas, and they thought they'd have some Vegas flair and invite Wayne Root to be knighted. It's always a Nevada thing for me. You know, when I'm on the best dress list, they compare me to Trump meets Vegas flair. I am the king of Las Vegas, no question about it. And the only nationally known conservative media figure based in Las Vegas. Vegas is what I'm known for. And so Nevada corporate headquarters being the sponsor of this show, I get a good kick out of that. I'm always trying to help business owners. If you're a business owner, if you're a real estate investor, if you're someone who has assets to protect, I've got an exciting free offer for you because all states are not created equal. There's one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, and that's Nevada, where I choose to live, where I choose to do business. It's a tax-free, safe place to park your money. No matter where you live in the other 49 states, you can open a Nevada LLC. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. It's the Switzerland of the USA. No matter where you live, you need a Nevada LLC. My friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their new book, The Nevada Edge. It's packed with information on how to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits with a Nevada LLC. And they've formed tens of thousands of them to help many Americans in the other 49 states. So visit NevadaWar.com for your free book, NevadaWar.com. So I mentioned this when we went to break. Former NFL player Uche Nwaneri, who called on the NFL and the government to jail the unvaccinated, dies suddenly at 38 years old. An offensive lineman, formerly from Purdue in college and the Jacksonville Jaguars in the NFL, 38 years old, found unresponsive at his wife's home in West Lafayette, Indianapolis. What do you think about that? What do you say? All the people just dropping dead, they're all vaccinated, they all criticize people who are unvaccinated, and they wind up dead. I got a dozen examples from just the last 3 or 4 days. Here's a police officer in Massachusetts, dies suddenly. Christopher Davis dies suddenly. And it's always either they don't know what got him or their heart stopped. Colleagues remember attorney David Ayler after his sudden death in Charleston, South Carolina. Irish journalist Brian Hutton, 46, dies suddenly. These aren't NFL players, guys. All around you, they're dying suddenly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News update. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students is waiving extradition to face murder charges in the state. According to his public defender, Brian Koberger wants to return to Idaho to prove he's innocent. He was arrested last week after weeks of investigations led by the local police and FBI. The former king of crypto appears before a judge in federal court.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges, making his second appearance in a U.S. court following the collapse of his cryptocurrency exchange. He faces over 100 years in prison if convicted. I'm Tim Berg.
It appears House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will lose the second round of voting in the election for Speaker. McCarthy doesn't have the votes to hit the 218 that's needed to secure the Speaker's gavel. Multiple ballots have been needed to choose a Speaker, something the House hasn't seen in 100 years. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pants on Fire. Welcome back to the show. Not only your man, Wayne Allen Root, but the best-dressed man in conservative talk radio, made the best-dressed list over the holiday. First time I've ever been on that list, the international 14th annual international best-dressed list, literally, in the world. And Melania Trump is on it, and the President of the United States, Biden's on it, and the Prime Minister of Italy's on it, and Wayne Allen Root is on it. What a great honor. And how cool is that? I've been fighting for this list literally my entire life. I've been a clothes horse since I was 17 years old. Always wanted to make the list, so I just checked another box off of my my list, right? The bucket list. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's time to teach a corporate America a lesson. If your company goes woke, we'll make them go broke. That's why I'm excited to tell you about an online store, GreatPatriotStore.com, run by conservatives and patriots. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the households are buying and using, but the best quality, far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. You can feel good knowing you're giving your money to this company while you're beating inflation, because you're giving them a hell of a lot less money than you would to, say, Costco or Walmart or any store where you're buying all this stuff. It's at a greatly discounted price. Just like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at a highly reduced price. This is how you beat inflation. GreatPatriotStore.com. All right, my guest is here. David Masters is a former executive producer of The Jerry Doyle Show and The Michael Savage Show. He's the author of How to Escape the Prison of Your Mind, How the War Between Good and Evil is Waged in the Battlefield of Your Mind. And the main topic we brought David on today to discuss is that Jesus, if he was around today on the earth, would be branded a domestic terrorist. Is that right, David? I think you're probably right.
Well, absolutely he would. And because when he came into the arena that he was in with all of the intellectuals and the scribes and the Pharisees, they had a mind lock on the people of the day. And as soon as he showed up, guess what? People started waking up. And that was the biggest threat both to the entrenched power elite, which were the Romans, and also to the Sanhedrin, which were no different. So, yes, Jesus would have – and he was, and they murdered him for it.
Yeah, no, I get it. The same people would hate him today. The deep state and the D.C. swamp and the globalists and the communists, the socialists and the fascists and all the people looking to control our lives would absolutely hate him for it, and it would be no different than it was all those years ago. I agree with you. By the way, former executive producer of Jerry Doyle and Michael Savage, I've made guest appearances on both. I've been guest host on both. Were you there when I was on those shows?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. I was with Savage for 11 years, Jerry Doyle for 7. I put him on the air, held his hand for 5 of those years before he really understood what it was like to be a talk show host. And he was one of the greats. Not as good as you, but almost.
Well, I recognize that last name. I believe you must be in the family of the gentleman who started Talk Radio Network, right?
I am. I am his brother.
Oh, okay, very good. So what are you doing today? You're just writing books, or are you...
I'm writing, and I have my own radio show. It's called Perilous World Radio. We talk about the same things you do.
And where do you find your radio show?
We are on Radio America. We're on 35 radio stations across the country, and at different times during the day and night and everywhere else.
Okay, very good. I knew that name, Masters. As soon as I saw it, I remember thinking he must be related. What was the first name of Masters? I'm trying to remember now.
Mark.
Mark Masters?
Yes.
There we go. Mark Masters, who started Talk Radio Network. All right, a legend in the radio business, by the way. So President Trump brought us the American revelation. He brought hope. He brought truth. He brought a God-based vision to America. And I guess that's the reason that there was such a massive conspiracy to destroy him, to crucify him, yeah?
Well, absolutely. And again, and I don't mean to compare Trump to Jesus, but in a way, when I say he brought us the American revelation, he brought us a vision of a hopeful world in which, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships. There was no discrimination in that vision. It was for everyone. It was a vision not unlike heaven in a way. I mean, 90% of people in February of 2020 that were surveyed said their quality of life was the best it had ever been. That's pretty unheard of, Wayne.
Right.
So when Trump came along, guess what he did? I've heard from everybody I've ever talked to about him. He's the only president in their lifetime that actually did what he said he was going to do.
Which is ironic because, of course, he's called by the left a liar and a cheat and a terrible person and, you know, all the thing. And that was the vision of Solinsky. Solinsky, Rules for Radicals, said whatever you are, when you look in the mirror, blame the other guy. So yes. Democrats are cheats. Democrats rig and steal. Democrats don't do anything cleanly. They're cheats. Democrats are a bunch of radicals. Democrats, in many ways, have copied the behavior and the propaganda and the government intrusion of the Nazis and the Soviets. So they accuse Trump of being a Nazi and Trump of being Hitler when they're the ones who are Nazis. They're the ones who are Hitler. I'm a Jew, and I can say that. Believe me, I see every sign of 1938 Germany, the pre-Nazi era really is what it was. I see every sign today in America, especially against the unvaccinated, that reminds me of the kind of mind gaslighting that we saw, the propaganda we saw, the brainwashing we saw with both the Nazis and the Soviets.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The Nazis and the Soviets, all of which were hypnotized. They were living in a hypnotic state. They were predisposed to live in that state because of the regimes were so brutal. They used fear as a weapon, and that's what we have today with the people like Dr. Fauci, who is a little fearmonger who at one minute he would say nobody needs to wear a mask. The next minute he would say, well, everybody needs to wear two masks. You talk about gaslighting, but gaslighting is a form of hypnotic induction. And that is when you make people doubt their own common sense and reason, the minute a person doubts their own reason, you have the ability to inject new ideas in their head. That is what hypnosis is all about. And guess what? When somebody is hypnotized, they don't know it. And so when they're acting out the suggestions that they've been given, they think it's their own idea. This is the most amazing weapon that the enemy has to get us to make believe that we are doing things because we want to.
Right. No, I mean, there's the gaslighting, the brainwashing, the propaganda going on today about the vaccine and about stolen elections and the stolen 2020 election, and I believe the rigged and partially stolen 2022 election are just, unimaginable how the media all as one and Democrats as one and Rhino Republicans as one, they all just casually say, oh, that never happened. Yeah, you're a denier. No, they're deniers. They're denying the deaths from the vaccine that are right in front of all of our eyes. Anyone who isn't blind can see the vaccine is a bioweapon killing machine. If you're not completely blind, you'd see that. But
well,
everyone
but,
is
but Wayne,
completely blind, David.
There are none so blind as those who will not see.
Right.
But why will they not see? Well, they can't see. They don't have a choice. And that's what's happened is that once you surrender your will to any hypnotic influence, to any person who gives you ideas that induce you into a state of subservience. Look, the Taliban, now that they've taken over, I think it's the radical Islamists in Afghanistan, now they've decided women can't learn, women have to walk around with their heads covered. If they take a woman and they beat her to death in front of a whole crowd of people to show that there must be compliance, well, when you put somebody in jail for not complying with a vaccine mandate, that is a form of induction into a hypnotic state because there's fear involved. So, look, they hated Trump for the same reason they hated Christ or any other person that comes along and tells the truth. When you have the truth, you cannot be utterly and completely controlled. But if you don't have the truth, then there is no freedom. And that's what they aim to do. That's why all these people, many of them, all the influencers got paid to repeat talking points. And it was an echo chamber of reinforcement for a hypnotic state. And now there are people that will say, well, I don't even care if I die if I take the vaccine. I'm doing it for the human race. That's a wicked and evil form of virtue signaling that really doesn't do anything but get you killed if you're a person who has, let's say, for example, pre-existing conditions, right? How many people in England, there's 1,000 excess deaths a week from people, and they've attributed to the vaccinations. Well, in this country, how many people actually died as a result of, overdosing on vaccines? It's
well,
a crazy
we'll
thing, but at the same time,
David,
it's
predictable. We'll never know because they won't let you know. I mean, the VAERS report shows that it's 30,000, over 30,000 dead. But Columbia and Harvard both studied the VAERS report before the nation was insane, and before the nation had drank the Kool-Aid like Jim Jones at Guyana, and before the nation believed everything the government and Dr. Fauci and the CDC told them and the WHO told them. Before all that, Harvard and Columbia studied the VAERS list and said it was not only accurate, meaning it's real and it exists and it's there to be a warning signal for if vaccines are hurting or killing people, but that it's extremely underreported by a figure of 40 to 100 times.
Oh, my God.
So if you multiply 30,000 times 40, you understand there's over 500,000 dead from the vaccine. If you multiply it times 100, there could be millions dead in the United States from the vaccine. No one really knows the real exact number, but we know that there's a gaslighting going on that is very scary, all kind of mixed in with Trump derangement syndrome. And then David, I've got Trump as my guest all the time, and he likes the vaccine. He thinks it's the greatest thing in the world, which is also a form of brainwashing and delusion that he's under. He's great on everything except the vaccine. Very strange. David, we got to run. You know the limitations of radio. He's got a new book out. It's called How to Escape the Prison for Your Mind. How the war between good and evil is waged in the battlefield of the mind. It's David Masters, former executive producer of Michael Savage and Jerry Doyle. David, Happy New Year. Great to have you on. God bless. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Vitamins have been the foundation of my success, my incredible energy, vitality, and my perfect health for decades. Now I'm so excited to tell you about our newest vitamin company sponsor, Global Healing. Global Healing was founded in 1998 by Dr. Group. He is one of President Trump's health advisors. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including liquid vitamin C and D3, zinc, and quercetin, all made in the USA. But their number one best-selling product is one of a kind, Oxy Powder. Dr. Krupp reports all disease begins in the gut. Oxy Powder uses the power of oxygen to gently cleanse your gut of toxins. Oxy Powder is the key to producing more energy, vitality, and health. Cleanse your gut. Change your life. Right now, get a 15% discount, plus Dr. Krupp's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide for free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. Go to globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and it's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, we will make them go broke. I am so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household products you're already buying, already using, but much better quality at far lower prices, and all made in the USA by an America-loving company run by conservatives and patriots. Cindy and I love shopping here. GreatPatriotStore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. You buy direct from GreatPatriotStore.com, and your order is shipped to your doorstep. Just like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. So go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products at a much better price delivered to your front door. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. It's time for today's asset protection update. With me is Court Christie from Nevada Corporate Headquarters. Court, what should my listeners fear when it comes to government overreach? And why should entrepreneurs and investors choose Nevada to register their LLCs?
Wayne, we all have heard that the Canadian government froze the bank accounts of the protesting truckers and their supporters. Well, I believe the same will happen right here in the USA against freedom-loving patriots. One incredible way to protect your assets and to have a bank account that is not in your name is to form your own limited liability company called an LLC. The best state to form that LLC in is Nevada. Now, Nevada is the number one state chosen by entrepreneurs and investors for LLCs. To find out more about how you can protect your assets with a Nevada LLC, download my book called The Nevada Edge.
You heard him. To get your free book and talk to an asset protection specialist, go to NevadaWar.com. That's NevadaWar.com.
So right now, maybe the perfect...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's an article out right now from Steve Kirsch, and in the next hour, my guest is Dr. Robert Malone, another giant in this age of brainwashing and gaslighting. Another giant willing to tell you the truth about what's going on with the vaccines. Peter McCullough is a giant. Steve Kirsch is a giant. Ed Dowd is a giant. Stu Peters is a giant with his new documentary, Died Suddenly. There's a lot of giants out there, but, nobody was there earlier than me. But Steve Kirsch is fabulous, and he's a former huge donor to the Democrat Party, gave them $20 million, and switched over to the Republican Party, mainly over the vaccine. And that's, by the way, I'm going to write the article soon. I don't know if it's going to be this week or next week, but, the Republican Party is saying, here are all the things we're going to do once we take over Congress. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. The one thing they managed to leave out is no mention of vaccines and the study of the damage and the deaths from the vaccines, because they're all bought and paid for by Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and J&J and all the other big pharma companies. It's unbelievable. But Steve Kirsch has this article out. The most likely scenario is that Damar Hamlin, that's the NFL player from the Buffalo Bills, who was lying on the field yesterday getting CPR, the most likely scenario is he was brain dead already on the field. And I would guess, I didn't want to say something like this, but as long as Steve's already put it out, he's got a mother, he's got a father, his mother's in the hospital room with him, and he's got family. I heard he's a very good family kid and loves his mom and was always taking pictures on the field with his mom. So you don't want to say anything that isn't true and you're just guessing about someone's life. But if someone else is going to write it, then I can start saying, making an observation based on what he's written. And my gut instinct was that kid is already dead. He's basically brain dead and he's gone. Well, that's what Steve Kirsch is saying, who's got an incredible blog out there. And he's the head of the Vaccine Association of America and Vaccine Injury Association. And he says, based on talking to a number of medical experts, the very sad news is it's likely that Damar Hamlin died on the field, and the COVID vaccine should be investigated as contributing to his death. And that's what I thought the minute it happened. It's not like, you know, he got vaccinated and he died. He got hit. He got hit in a strange, irregular place. The guy's helmet hit him weirdly in the chest, on the left side of his chest. And that can cause someone's heart to stop. But I believe the contributing factor was he probably just got boosted in the last week or two or three. He probably just got a vaccine booster. Again, we're just guessing. This is all just guessing. Nobody knows. I don't claim to know. But I would say that, you know, people are dying of heart attacks all over the world and all over America because of the vaccine. But the vaccine didn't kill them. The heart attack killed them. Then the question becomes, what caused the heart attack? And the vaccine and the spike proteins of the vaccine and the damage to the heart from the vaccine caused the heart attack. So when they're going to tell you that this poor kid is either dead or a vegetable, or maybe he even survives and makes a miraculous comeback, and Steve Kirsch is wrong, and the kid lives, but he can never play football again, and he may never be himself again, and he may be slumped over in a wheelchair the rest of his life. But the most likely scenario, Steve Kirsch says, from speaking to medical experts, including cardiologists, is that he was brain dead on the field, and that's it. It's over. And that's why it's taking so long for them to make any announcements. That's why you're hearing nothing. You know, this is, I said to my wife, Cindy, this morning, I got out of the shower, and I said to her, I got to think this is part of the whole propaganda gaslighting. If you announce to the crowd that this poor kid is in grave condition, he died on the field, we brought him back, but he's in grave condition, and he's in a coma, and he's probably never going to come out of it, you know, everybody would have gone home and been ready to slit their wrists, literally, on New Year's weekend. But instead, they carted him off in the ambulance, they canceled the game, and they said basically nothing, and they're still saying basically nothing, and they're going to wait a few days, and then right when you're enjoying, you know, football, and life has gone by, and you're not thinking about this poor kid anymore, all of a sudden they're going to announce, we're sorry to tell you he's passed away, and we're donating his organs to, you know, to other people who need his organs, and even in death he's done a good thing. And that's what you're going to hear, because the shock goes away each day that you don't hear that somebody is dead, or that someone has passed, or that they're brain dead, or that they're not likely to survive, they're in grave condition. We're not hearing any of that, because I think they want to calm us down, keep anyone from being agitated, don't want anybody to be too upset over the vaccines, don't want anyone to ask too many questions. He just had a hard hit in the wrong place. They're going to make believe the vaccine had nothing to do with it. They're going to make believe he wasn't boosted, and that, you know, this is a very normal occurrence, even though every football expert on TV today said 50 years, 55 years, 60 years of watching football, and I've never seen something like this. Of course not. Because you've never seen vaccinated players with hearts ready to burst from the damage from the vaccine, and then at the moment they get hit, they go into cardiac arrest and they're brain dead, and you can blame the hit, but you aren't thinking of what caused their heart to explode in the first place. It was the vaccine. So I don't know, I'm just guessing, but I'm sure it was a contributing factor to him and all the other people around the world who are dropping dead suddenly. And they're all just happen to be vaccinated. There's no problem with the unvaccinated dropping dead suddenly. Let me mention the sponsor of this hour. It's Amio Life. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. Keeps me healthy, builds my immune system. I use their natural silver mouthwash, their silver gel on my face. I suck on their silver lozenges all throughout the show to keep my voice alive. They're giving you a 50% discount. Just go to AmioLife.com. AmioLife.com. Use the promo code ROOT. 50 and get 50% off. AmioLife.com, Root 50, and you get 50% off on their entire product line to keep you healthy, make you look good, and to boost your immune system. AmioLife.com, Root 50, 50% off.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.